Republican Congressman Mike Turner is calling for more study into chemicals found in Dayton's water supply. They've also been found in groundwater near more than 100 U.S. military installations, including Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The chemicals are the focus of a newly released government report showing they're more dangerous than previously thought. The long-awaited Department of Health and Human Services report looks at the health risks of the now-banned industrial chemicals. They were widely used in the U.S. until a decade ago in many common household products, including nonstick pans and some aviation firefighting foams. Exposure is linked with health problems, including liver damage, cancer, fertility, and child developmental issues. Dayton officials say the city's drinking water remains safe. They found less than 13 parts per trillion in the water supply, less than the current U.S. Environmental Protection Agency safety limits. But the new federal report finds the chemicals are toxic at lower levels than current EPA recommendations. In a statement, Ohio EPA officials say the agency is working to ensure Dayton's and Wright-Patt's drinking water is safe. The statement also urges base officials to be, quote, more proactive in addressing the source of water contamination before it can impact additional drinking water wells. Air Force officials said recently they expect to begin expanded water inspections and monitoring this summer. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.